This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
What has changed here with the Dolphins? It's a matter that you actually did stuff that made philosophical sense. Okay? Because you played human Jenga every year. And you would keep the GM and then add this coach. And then you would fire the GM and then you'd hire another GM and he'd inherit this coach. Or you'd fire the coach, but you had the GM in place, but you kept the defensive coordinator. So then you hired another coach and he has to inherit the defensive coordinator. And it just became a mess. And then the owner, the new owner in Stephen Ross, the last, whatever, 12, 13 years, whatever he's been owner. He then started to think that he's Mr. Football Guy and he was part of the coaching search in the process. And so he's the guy that liked Philbin and he's the guy that also extended Philbin after a meaningless win. He's the guy that liked Adam Gase. He's the guy that fell in love with Ndamukong Suh at a Detroit Red Wings game. And so now, the guy that used to fall in love with coaches and players is no longer making any more football decisions. And the human Jenga, that system is gone. What they did was they said, Chris Greer, we're giving you the job and we're getting out of the way. And so for the first time, he actually did what I've been talking about forever. One, I said to hire Chris Greer, but two, most importantly, I said hire a GM and get the hell out of the way. And let that general manager hire his people. Do you know why? Because if that general manager gets to hire his people, it's people that he knows, people that he's going to be comfortable with, people that he has confidence in, right? I'm kind of doing the same thing at Onside Radio. A lot of the people that I've brought in, not everybody, but almost everybody I've kind of known already, really know well or kind of known or know their reputations or whatever. And I'm trying to surround this company with as many good human beings as possible, people that want to work hard. No, I don't want any lazy people in this place. And so that's what you do. You build it with the people. So now Chris Greer gets to hire the coach he's known for 15 years in Flo. And now Flo gets to hire his offensive coordinator, his defensive coordinator, his special teams coach. He gets to decide who he wants and who he doesn't. Not the general manager, Flo. And then he wanted to solidify his personnel department. So does he go along with everybody that's there? No. But he probably kept some people that he liked. And he went and hired guys like Marvin Allen, guys like Reggie McKenzie, to help him out. And so now all of a sudden, the coach and the general manager think alike. Well, that's because they're friends already. They know each other. They had a conversation. They talk philosophy. They felt they believe in a lot of the same things. It's working out. Flo hired his staff. He didn't like all of his staff last year. He made some changes. But it's gotten better and better. But he gets to bring in his people. And that's the difference. We never did that for 20 plus years. We never allowed synergy to take place. We were forcing stuff together. And that doesn't work. It's hard enough to do this. It's even harder if you're forcing the issue. So to me, that's the important part out of all of this.
Do you remember when we got rid of our defensive coordinator from last year, man, where people were at? What do we do? Why is he doing that? Remember that?
Yeah.
You look at what we're doing now.
Got rid of the offensive coordinator, too. Got rid of his offensive line coach last year, remember?
Yes.
Like right in the middle of the season. Yes. Right before the season started, the first week or something like that. That's how it goes, man. But he gets to do what he wants. So he's comfortable. You don't force him to inherit something or take this coach or inherit this guy. No, we really like this coach. So you got to take him.
Everybody's on the same page, the same philosophical similarity. They're like, it's like the Heat. Like, we know. If you're coming from the G League, you're going to step in the NBA level, and it's the same thing.
Yep.